Right now it's 8:19 on the ticket. Let's talk about a movie.
Yes, sir. About a week and a half ago or so, I guess this was before we went to training camp, so it was more than 2 weeks ago, I went and saw the remake of The Lion King, which came out originally in 1994, and then the animation was incredible. But this computer-animated remake is visually stunning. The movie's funny, just like it was in 94. And it was a great experience for me based on how I watched it. And that is with my son, who's now an adult, who was a small kid when it first came out. And it's probably his favorite movie of all time. Especially from his childhood. You know, it's his favorite childhood movie. He was obsessed with it. In fact, after he saw it, we, for his birthday, had a Lion King-themed birthday party. He was all about the Lion King, just like every kid was back then. And he was nice enough to go see it. He had nothing to do one night recently, and he was nice enough to go see it with his parents all these years later. And I loved the movie back then. I thought it was a really sweet movie. It was a, yes, I am a simpleton. I will watch an animated film and really get into it. It's one of the things I miss about my kids being little is the fact that we don't go to animated films anymore, because some of them have really been great. Some of them miss the mark. But movies like The Lion King, Toy Story, they're really well made. They're well done. They've got great actors in them who are delivering the lines. And yeah, the story's great. And it is a musical. And I did think about you, Junior, because at least as of a few weeks ago, you had not seen either one, right? 94 or this one?
No, I've always refused to see The Lion King for two reasons. Number one, it's a cartoon. And number two, it's a musical. But having just gotten back from Africa,
yeah,
and everybody down there said the same thing, and everybody back here has said the same thing, you have to see The Lion King now.
You'll love it.
Yeah, Fernando's seen it. He gives it a major thumbs up. It's really good. Your kids will love it. I think I've seen some critics have been somewhat critical of it. Imagine that. But I think on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it was got an 88 among the audience.
Some critics thought it was too real, that they were too good as far as making the characters appear to be actual animals.
Huh. It's amazing. And it really does look like, I mean, it's animation, but it, now, having just gone to Africa, hey, Anna.
Go to hell, Anna.
Having just gone there, you may look at it and go, man, it's nothing like that. But the animation in itself is just, like I said, it's brilliant. It's visually just incredible. And just that experience alone. I'm not a huge musical fan either, but the music in it is great. This song, and there's even a new one by Beyonce. She's in it. She's in the new one. And yeah, it's really well written too. I mean, the jokes are funny. The fact that Seth Rogen is delivering some of those lines makes it funny. I found myself laughing in it. And yeah, I am ridiculous. I am a softy. There were a couple of times when I teared up during it. I know it sounds like I'm very emotional right now. I'm not still emotional talking about it, but it really is. And I think some of that is nostalgia, you know, knowing what that film meant to my kids and seeing it again with one of them, who, by the way, loved it, thought it was great. And it was funny when we started seeing the previews of this, we couldn't wait to go see it. It also confirms something that I think in our lifetime, James Earl Jones still has the greatest voice of our lifetime. If not John Facenda, I certainly give him a vote of some sort. But man, James Earl Jones' voice, and to play the part of a majestic lion, perfect. Just like he did in 94, he plays Mufasa in this one too, and it's his voice is just so awesome. Now, it is a Disney film, so if you do take your kids, you do have to deal with the circle of life and with death being a part of that. We've talked about it many times in the history of this show. I don't know why Disney films are so obsessed with parental death, but they are. Spoiler alert, yes, that's what basically this movie is all about, the circle of life and how you have to respect that circle, and that there is a certain circle and chain of command in the wilderness that these animals abide to, and they know what that is, and they know what prey is, and all that. But it made me think of it, and I ended up asking myself, I said, man, back when you saw this one way back in the day, I know you loved it, but were you scared? And he said, oh, yeah. Yeah, it really scared me several times. And this one, I would think, would scare your kid a lot more than the one in 94. Because at least then, even if you have a small brain, you could think, okay, well, it's animated, and maybe it's not as realistic. This one looks very real. And there are some times where, heck, I even jumped a couple of times. I mean, there's some startling moments in it, too. So I would warn you there. And it does bring up the topic of how young is too young to introduce and start talking to your kids about death. I mean, we had those conversations with my kids at a very young age, I think partly because of this movie. And I think I used to be one of those parents, learned over time to be better about it, but I never really, no one likes talking about death. And especially with kids who have a very hard time comprehending it. And certainly our own comprehension of it can be difficult sometimes, but yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, even if there's three or four that talk about the circle of life and how, yeah, sometimes, or at some time, your life is going to come to an end.
You tell that to kids?
That's not the...
Maybe at their sixth birthday party?
It's not the conversation
hey, I know
starter.
You're having fun blowing out candles right now, but I just want to pass this along to you. At some point, your life is going to end.
No, it's not the conversation starter, but when asked about it, like I said, a while back, I used to kind of shy away from those. Oh, well, you know, we're all going to live for a long time. You don't have to worry about that. Just as Mufasa talks to Simba about it, I think it is. I think it's important. And I think sometimes we put a stigma of, oh, don't talk to young kids about death. It's one of the great things about this movie. It's a part of life. Death is. And I don't think it's such a bad thing to talk about it, even at a very young age.
So what do the experts say? Do they say that 6 is too young, but 8 is okay, like, to talk about all this stuff, death, sex, whatever it is?
I think what they recommend is it's kind of, you talk about it, but you got to have age-appropriate conversations as you go through it. So, you know, you don't give them full details about Grex and death when they're 5 years old.
Like what it's going to be like on their deathbed with the death rattle and things like that.
Yeah, you don't explain grandpa's death rattle and all that sort of thing. And you're also not, I think you're also not supposed to speak in euphemisms either.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. You know, it's one of these things. It's like the how you're supposed to act when you confront a bear. You stop. There's a lot of things you're supposed to remember.
And I know it's different for every kid, but generally speaking, 5 is too young, but 10 is okay, or...
Well, it depends on how you word it. I mean, a lot of times kids face death when they're 5 years old and grandpa dies. You have to confront it there. And I think a lot of people, well, this is weird because you get into belief versus how you talk to the kid, you know. So you want to teach a kid about your religion, but also it's strange to say, oh, no, everything's great about this. He's just in a better place. And where's the place? Well, it's up there in the sky, and it's beautiful, and all his friends are around him. Yeah, but a lot of his friends are still down here living. Well, just will you please let me just say it and stop asking questions?
Yeah, it may start some of those conversations when you take your kid. But I don't think that's such a bad thing. And, yes, I think it does depend on the kid, depends on their age. And
when you say it's not such a bad thing, like you're saying, are you saying that it's a good thing?
Yeah, I think it can be. I think it's part of reality. And I think that's what's partly the greatness of this film is it addresses that. And then we always dogpile Walt Disney about putting parental death in.
Well, he did.
Just about every movie.
Personally, I think he put way too much parental death in these movies. We keep acting like these are things. No, kids need to see this tough lesson in life. Well, no, maybe they just need to see a movie on a Saturday. Maybe it doesn't have to be teaching about how, you know, Bambi's mom getting blown away or his dad, whichever one was killed by the hunter and which one was killed by the fire. I can't remember.
I think it was the mama that got killed at the beginning.
It's like, okay, why? I mean, all that crap scarred me when I was a kid, and I don't know that I'm better for it.
So what happens in this Lion King cartoon? Do the parents get blown away?
Simba loses his father, Mufasa, who is... He is the Lion King.
Is he hunted? Is he hunted to death?
No. He's killed by his brother, Scar, who's as sorry as the day is long.
It was a domestic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a long family feud that's been going on for a long time. Scar.
Scar's so genius.
Scar is not genius. He is sorry. And was always jealous
of
Mufasa.
Was that Jeremy Irons did his voice or something in the old movie?
In the old one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No relation.
Boy, we didn't think so. Don't you wish there was a relation? He has a great voice.
Yeah. John Oliver is in this one.
Really?
Yeah. Plays the part of a bird. Donald Glover's in this one as adult Simba. Seth Rogen is Pumbaa. They have great voices. Beyonce is Nala, who is the widow. She lost Mufasa, her husband. It's great. Yes, it's sad. It's funny. But it's worth seeing. I think you should probably watch the first one first and then go see this one.
Or skip them both.
No, don't skip them both. You are minimizing two great movies. And I think you saw them at a point where you were drunk half the time, so it didn't really matter what was on the screen.
Boy, you're attacking me for having a different opinion.
By the way, Nala is Simba's friend. She isn't the widow.
Huh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's Simba's friend, Nala.
Right. Childhood
that he grows
friend.
Up with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get the same music except one new song from Beyonce, which may be the best song she's done in a while. And again, not a huge musical fan, but the music in it is still great, just as powerful as it was in the first go around. It's definitely worth seeing.
All right,
seen with your kids.
Sounds like a pretty good cartoon. I'll check it out.
I'll just call it a cartoon.
More CGI. It looks like real life. It's getting where CGI is so good now that
it does look like reality.
No.
So genius.
All right, it's 8:32 here on the ticket. He's been lingering outside the studio. Hopefully next we can keep Chris out of here.